Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Chof, and we're going to begin on Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Beis at the Mishnah. It teaches us the Mishnah. Eim aftirin acha Pesach afi koimin. After, we'll explain this more in the Gemara, obviously, but after eating the Korban Pesach, we may not eat afi koimin. Ma afi koimin. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Says Rav, Amar Rav, that you're not allowed to take food to another home, to another group, on Pesach after you ate the Korban Pesach. So the way the Mefarshim explained Rav's position is that given that Rav taught us, Rav Yehuda taught us earlier in the Masechta, that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in two places, the Korban Pesach has to be eaten in one place. So therefore, Rav tells us that not only may the Korban Pesach not be taken from your home to somewhere else once you began eating it in your home, any food may not be taken from your home elsewhere. Why? Because Chazal made a gzeira not to take the food from your home to somewhere else, because if you're going to be allowed to take your food somewhere else, you may come to take the Korban Pesach, which you're only allowed to eat in one chabura. But in your own home, according to Rav, even though you ate the Korban Pesach, you can eat afterwards whatever you want, because it's in the same home, it's in the same chabura. That's how Rav learns. So according to Rav, what is the definition of afikomen? The definition of afikomen is afiku, to take out, mono. You're not allowed to take out any food from your home after you eat the Korban Pesach, because you may come to eat the Korban Pesach in two groups. So now, in terms of defining the Mishnah, Eim aftirin acha Pesach, after the Korban Pesach is eaten, you're not allowed to take out afiku mona, you're not allowed to take out any other food. That's Rav's definition. Shmuel has a different definition. Shmuel ama kigon arduloi li. Shmuel used to eat mushrooms as a dessert. V'guzlayu la'abo. Abba was Rav. The Rashbam tells us that Shmuel would call Rav Abba because that was his real name. Others say he called him Abba as a term of respect. And he says that after eating the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat any dessert. So according to that, what's the definition of the Mishnah? Eim aftirin achar Pesach. We're not allowed to tell people after we ate the Korban Pesach, afikomen, afiku mona, bring out the dessert. Nothing may be eaten after the Korban Pesach is eaten. Rechanina b'shoyla, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kigoyin tamarim kloyus v'goyzim. Different types of dates, nuts, those are the desserts that may not be eaten after the Korban Pesach. So firstly, we need to understand why. Why is there a halacha that after Korban Pesach is eaten, you're not allowed to bring out any other dessert? So there are three reasons given in the Rishonim. One reason is because we know that the halacha is that Korban Pesach has to be eaten ala soiva, when you're almost full. And then in that there are two reasons. One reason it's supposed to be eaten ala soiva is because we know that halacha is the etzem leisish berubay, not allowed to break any bones in the Korban Pesach. So if you're hungry, you may come to break the bones. So that's why we want you to be at a status of when you eat the Korban Pesach, that you really don't need to eat anything else. You don't need any dessert afterwards. So if you know you're not going to be allowed to eat any dessert after Korban Pesach, you'll make sure to be full when you come to eat the Korban Pesach. That's one explanation. Another explanation is that the Korban Pesach is supposed to be eaten like all kabbonis, l'mashcha, l'gdula, when you want to eat it. If you know you're going to have dessert after Korban Pesach, then it's not that great. It's not that important to you. And the other reason why you shouldn't eat after Korban Pesach, which will become quite evident in the Gemara, is because we want you to have the taste of the Korban Pesach remain in your mouth. So if you're going to eat dessert after you eat the Korban Pesach, the taste of the dessert will remain in your mouth, not the taste of the Korban Pesach. Now there's another machlokes rishonim. Shmuel said that what may you not eat after the Korban Pesach? On mushrooms, pigeons, Rav ate pigeons. And then Rabbi Yochanan came along and said, all the different types of desserts that were eaten in those times. So the Rashbam says, there's really no machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Shmuel was mentioning the desserts that he ate, that Rav ate, and Rabbi Yochanan was mentioning the desserts that he ate. But it's just different examples, different desserts, based on whatever they used to eat. That's how the Rashbam learns. The Rabbeinu David disagrees. The Rabbeinu David says that there's machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel is speaking strictly about very strong tasting desserts. Mushrooms, meat, are very powerful desserts, and therefore, if you eat them after you eat the Korban Pesach, that's going to be the taste that remains in your mouth, not the Korban Pesach taste. However, the desserts that Rabbi Yochanan mentions, which aren't such strong tasting desserts, Shmuel would say you're allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbeinu David, says that no dessert may be eaten after the Korban Pesach. So the machloikas Rashbam and Rabbeinu David, if there's a machloikas Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavosei to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbeinu David brings this as a proof to his Shita, because if Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel aren't arguing, why is the Gemara say Tanya Kavosei to Rabbi Yochanan? It must be Tanya Kavosei to Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on Shmuel, and the Gemara is passing and bringing a brisa to back up Rabbi Yochanan's psak, the aim of Tirnacha Pesach, Kigoyim Tamarim, Glorious Vagoizim. Nothing may be eaten after Karm Pesach. Now, says the Gemara, another halacha, much more relevant to our world. Amar Yehuda Mishmu, Eim Aftirin Achem Matzah Afikoyman. After you eat the matzah, you're not allowed to eat anything else. That means the matzah which is eaten for Afikoyman, you're not allowed to eat anything else. So firstly, there's a Machloikis HaRishonim. When the Gemara says now, Eim Aftirin Achem Matzah Afikoyman, means according to Shmuel, after the Karm Pesach, you're not allowed to eat dessert, Shmuel's definition of dessert, Rabbi Yochanan's definition of dessert, and now the Gemara is saying the same halacha will apply after you eat the matzah fafi koimen. What about what Rav said? Rav said that you're not allowed to take, Rav defined the Mishnah entirely differently. Rav defined the Mishnah that's talking about taking food from one home to another home, but in the same home, you're allowed to continue eating. Will Rav say his same halacha regarding matzah, or according to this pshat, Rav has no comment. Rav is only speaking about the Korban Pesach. Regarding matzah, Rav has no comment. It's machlokes rishonim. So according to them, you're not allowed to eat after the matzah anything. There's a machlokes, interesting machlokes, between Tosfos and the Rashbam. We all know that we eat matzah for afikoyim. Everybody knows that. But Rashbam says that the matzah that we eat by afikoyman is really the matzah that we're mekayim mitzvahs matzah with. We're not mekayim mitzvahs matzah with the matzah that we eat at the, before Shulchan Aruch, before Moror. That's not the matzah that we're mekayim the mitzvah with. We're mekayim the mitzvah with the matzah that we eat for afikoyman. So if so, why do we make the bracha al chilas matzah then? We should make the bracha al chilas matzah when we eat afikoyman after Shulchan Aruch. So the answer is, just like we learned, according to Rav Chisda, we learned earlier in this parak, that if you're using the same vegetable for maror and for karpas, you make the bracha al achilas maror when you eat the karpas, even though you're only mekayim the mitzvah when you eat the maror later in the seder. And the same thing here. Even though you're only mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah later, after the suda, you make the bracha earlier because it's not possible to eat the matzah and then decide to make the bracha later. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that the matzah, the mitzvah matzah that we eat, that's when we eat at the right before the maror, before Shulchan Aruch. The matzah that's eaten after the suda is only eaten zeich l'korban Pesach. What's a nafkamina? There's a very, very big nafkamina between these two pshatim. The Magen Avraham says this. According to the Rashbam, in our world we should eat two kezeis and fafikoyim. One kezayis is for the mitzvahs matzah, and one kezayis for zeich l'korban Pesach. According to Tosfos, we only have to eat one kezayis after the suda, because the mitzvahs matzah we already fulfilled earlier. We only have to eat one kezayis, zeich l'korban Pesach. Very big nafkamina. The Magen Avraham says this nafkamina. And the Magen Avraham says that one should try to eat two kezayisim for afikoyim. So says the Gemara, Eim aftir and achamach tzafi koyman. After you eat the matzah, you're not allowed to eat anything. Ask the Gemara Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Eim aftir and achamach pesach afi koyman. After you eat the korban pesach, you're not allowed to eat anything. So what does that mean? Achra Pesach hu deloy. After you eat the korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat anything. Avel achra matzah. After eating matzah, maftirin, you may eat. So how could you say that you're not allowed to eat after eating the matzah? Answers the Gemara, loy mi boy kama. The way to understand the Mishnah is, it goes without saying. Loy mi boy achra matzah, to loy nofish tamayu. Certainly after eating matzah, which matzah doesn't have such a strong taste, and as we said before, we want the taste to remain in your mouth, you're certainly not allowed to eat anything. Avel acha pesach, after eating the korban pesach, which is a piece of meat, the nafish tamayu, which has a strong taste, the loy matzi avure, that doesn't go away that quickly, less lamba, I would think that you should be allowed to eat after eating the korban pesach, because I'm not concerned that the taste is going to go away, kamash malon, that even after the korban pesach, you're not allowed to eat, but after eating matzah, you're certainly not allowed to eat. Name a Messiah. So says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you. The Brisa says has sufganim. Sufganim is a matzah that's like a sponge cake type of matzah. It's made out of a loose batter. Dufshanim is matzah that's made out of flour fried in honey. Viskritin is like a wafer type, which are all not real matzah. You can't be Mekayim mitzvah matzah with any of these foods. Other mamel krasimihen. You could eat all night from them. Ovat shiyat yachl kazayis matzah bechroina. As long as the last kazayis matzah you eat is from a real matzah. Bechroina in. Berishon aloy. So what is it saying here? That you have to make sure that the last food you eat is a kazayis matzah. Which is exactly what Shmuel said, that the last kazayis has to be matzah. Don't eat anything afterwards. Says the Gemara, that's not a definitive proof. Loi mibai kamu. The way to understand it is like this. Loi mibai rishayna de ka'achala ta'oven. Certainly, you're not allowed to eat after eating the first kazayas, because that you eat with a gishmak, because you're hungry. Abach roina. Dilma osla meichel achila gasa. I should tell you, you're not allowed to eat matzah as the last kazayas, because we're afraid that you can't really eat. Aimaloi. So I would think that you're not allowed to do that, kamash malon, that you are. You're allowed to eat as long as you eat the last kazayas matzah. So we don't really have a definitive proof. But the halacha really is that after the matzah, you're not supposed to eat anything. The only thing you're allowed to do is take a drink of water. That's the only thing that the halacha says that you're allowed to do. Now the interesting shaila is, till when does that halacha apply? And we'll talk about that later. But there's a very interesting shaila that the Rishonim, the Ran, asks here. What are we saying here? That we're not worried that if you eat other foods before you eat the kazayis matzah, that you're not going to eat that matzah so well. That's what the Gemara is saying. Ask the Ran, let's go, we're at the end of the parak, but let's go back to the beginning of the parak. The first halacha we learned in the parak was, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you're not supposed to eat too much. Why are you not supposed to eat too much? Because we want you to eat the matzah l'teyoven, with an appetite. So, in the beginning of the parak, we were very concerned about eating matzah with appetite. And here, we're not worried about eating matzah with appetite. What's going on? So the Rishonim give two answers. One answer is sort of a physical fact. When somebody's in the middle of a meal, there's always room. You don't really realize you're full. All the dietitians say this. You only realize you're full after you finish eating, and then sometimes it's too late. So the Mishnah, in the beginning of the parak, is talking about you ate a meal in the afternoon. Then you eat, and if you eat a big meal, you'll finish the meal, then you're full, and at night you can't eat. Here we're talking about in the same meal. In the same meal, I'm never concerned that you're going to be full. But then they say another answer. Just almost, you could say, almost the opposite. The first Mishnah of the parak is talking in a situation where you're eating in the afternoon. So what is human nature? The person's eating, and he knows that he has to eat matzah tonight. But he says, till when I'll eat matzah late at night, I can eat a big meal now, I'll be hungry again. And that necessarily won't happen. And because of that, we say don't eat in the afternoon. Samach l'mincha. Our case is we're in the Seder already. We're already eating in the Seder. So once you're already eating in the Seder, so the person knows that momentarily, I'm going to have to be Mekayim mitzvah matzah. and it's very much on his head. And that's why, having that on your mind, you'll make sure that even if you're eating other foods before you eat the matzah, you'll make sure not to eat too much, that there should be room to be mekayim the mitzvah's matzah properly. Says the Gemara, Mazutra mas nahachi. Mazutra had this version of the din. Amrab Yosef, Amrab Yehudam Shmuel, Machtirin achem matzah afikoymen. That after eating the matzah afikoymen, we may eat other foods. Name Masayle. So now what was a kasha before, the Gemara tries to use as a raya. Said in our Mishnah, Ey Machtirin achem pesach afikoymen, that after eating the korban pesach, you're not allowed to eat anything. What does that mean? Acha Pesach Deloy. After eating Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat anything else. It seems to be saying in our Mishnah, Aval Acha Matzah Maftirin. After eating the matzah, you are allowed to eat. Which seems to corroborate what he says. So it says the Mishnah is not a proof. Because the way to understand the Mishnah is Loi Miboy B'Kamar. Like we explained before, it goes without saying. Loi Miboy Acha Matzah, certainly after matzah, the Loi Nafish Tameh, that doesn't have such a strong taste, you're certainly not allowed to eat. Av lacha Pesach. After eating the Karban Pesach, a maloi, there I may allow you to eat. Because the Pesach taste is so strong that you'll continue eating, kamash maloi, that'll still taste, stay in your mouth, kamash maloi, that even after eating the Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat anything else. But certainly after the Karban, after Matzah, you're not allowed to eat anything else. Meisvei, Nara Gemara asks a question. It said in our Mishnah, Hasufkana and the Braisa, Hasufkana about Dovshana Baskritim, Adam and Malak Kresimahen, you're allowed to fill yourself up, Ovachiyes Yoichel Kazayas Matzah Bachroina. As long as the last Kazayas you eat is Matzah. Bachroina in, Brishon Aloy. So you see that the last Kazayas is Matzah, nothing afterwards. So it's not a Lomibai Kama, it's not a proof. Lomibai Rishonah the Kochla to Yavin. Certainly you're allowed to eat Matzah, and maybe even allowed to eat something after the Matzah. If I'm going to allow you to eat the matzah as the last kazayas, I may, maybe we shouldn't allow it because we should be concerned that you're not going to eat that matzah with appetite, and you're supposed to eat the matzah with appetite. Kamash malon, though we're not concerned about it. And as I said, that's the halacha. After we're eating that for kaiman, we're not supposed to eat anything else. What happens if somebody, it could happen, if somebody forgot to eat that for kaiman? It's late. And if he gets to eat afikoymen, so what's the din? So certainly, if he didn't bench, even if he said havlom v'nevarech or rabbi sevel benchin, he should stop. He should wash, make another mitzi, and eat afikoymen. If he already said berch samazon,
another mitzi.
Yeah, because he had a hefsek by what havlom v'nevarech. If he benched, but he didn't drink the third cup of wine, he's still also alright, because he should wash, make a mitzi, and eat the matzah, and then drink the third cup of wine afterwards. If he already drank the third cup of wine, it's already more of a complicated shaila, but it seems that most poskim say that he should eat the afikoymen, and then wash, mitzi, afikoymen, bench again, and then drink the cup again, and he'll end up having five cups, which there's really a day in the Rishon that you're allowed to drink five cups of wine anyway, as long as you do a mitzvah on every cup that you drink. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, matzah b'sman hazeh d'raisa. The chiv to eat matzah nowadays remains a chiv d'raisa. Umorer d'rabbanan. And the chiv to eat morer nowadays is d'rabbanan. And the Rishonim use this, actually the Achronim, use this concept to answer a question. We said before, the one of the reasons we eat afikoymen, everybody agrees to this, is zeich l'korban Pesach. We don't have the korban Pesach, so we have to eat something zeich l'korban Pesach. So the Achroinim ask, why do we eat matzah zeich l'korban Pesach? Why don't we eat maror zeich l'korban Pesach? Because we're supposed to eat a food that we ate the korban Pesach we don't have, so we eat foods that we ate with the korban Pesach. But we ate both matzah with korban Pesach and maror with korban Pesach. So why did Chazal choose matzah to be the food eaten zeich l'korban Pesach more than maror? The answer is that since matzah, as the Gemara says, b'zman hazeh, is a chiv d'raisa, so we picked a food which there's a chiv d'raisa to eat rather than there's only a chiv d'rabbanan to eat. So So matzav is manazeh, the chiv tid matzav is manazeh, the raisa, or morer is a chiv drabonim. Ask the gemara, maishna morer, why is morer only a chiv drabonim? Because it says in the pasuk, a matzav sum roer echlo. The carbon pesach is eaten with matzav and morer. Bizman de ikka pesach, when does it carbon pesach? Yesh morer. There's a chiv tid morer. Bizman de leka pesach, when there is no carbon pesach, as unfortunately now, leka morer. There is no chiv with the raisa to eat morer. Ask the gemara, if that's the way the reasoning goes, matzim nami haksiv a matzim umrarim yichlu. So now we don't have a karm pesach. We shouldn't be mechuy midaraisa teet matzah. Answers the gemara, matzim aheda hadabekra. The pasuk has another pasuk that teaches us that we mechuy teet matzah, because the pasuk says be'erif toichlu matzahs. On night of pesach you're supposed to eat matzah. This pasuk doesn't connect the chiv of eating matzah to the chiv of carbon pesach. It's an independent chiv that remains no matter what. V'ravach b'Yakov amar. V'ravach b'Yakov disagrees. He says echad zeh v'echad zeh, both matzah and morer bizmanenu is b'drabonim. Nowadays it's only chiv drabonim. And in fact, the tzlach says that the morer says that the chiv to eat a kezayis of challah, chazayis of bread, sukkis in the sukkah, we learn with Gzeirah Shavah, tezvav, tezvav. It says chamish osa by sukkis, it says chamish osa by Pesach. Just like by Pesach there's a chiv to eat a kezayis of matzah, similarly sukkis there's a chiv to eat the kezayis. Says the Tzlach, if we're going to hold like Rav Acha b'Yakov, that the chiv bizmanenu to eat matzahs midrabonim, then sukkah can't be more than matzah. And there would be no chiv midaraisa, according to Rav Acha b'Yakov, to eat a kezayis in the sukkah, the first night of sukkahs. So Rav Acha b'Yakov says, echad zeh v'echad zeh drabonim. Ask the Gemara, but we just brought a pasuk that indicated that there's independent chiv to eat matzah, which is not dependent on Pesach, and therefore should be relevant even b'zman hazeh. Elok sib erev toich l'matzahs. Answers the Gemara, Hahimi Bai Leila Tomei V'Shahayi B'Derech R'Chayka. The Pasuk is teaching us somebody who's Tomei, or somebody who was, we spoke about this a lot earlier in the Masechta, who was unable to bring the Karm Pesach. The Sakadat Techamina, we would think, Kivin the Pesach Lo'achli, since they can't eat the Karm Pesach, Matzamarin Nami Lo'nechel, they shouldn't be obligated to eat the Karm Pesach, they shouldn't be obligated to eat Matzamarin, Kamash Malon. They are obligated. Says the Gemara, V'rava Amalach, Tomei v'shehoi v'darech v'chayka, letzarech kra. It's obvious that if somebody's Tomei, or somebody was far away from the Beis HaMikdash, and cannot participate in the Karm Pesach, still should eat matzah. The Legarma Arul ben Neicher. He's no worse than somebody who's an Arul. We spoke about this a number of times in the Masechta. Somebody who's an Arul is somebody who didn't have a bris milah. There's a machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam how to define an oral. Rashi defines an oral as someone who meso echav machlas mila, that his brothers died when they had a bris mila, and therefore we did not make a bris mila on this child, even though he's an oinus, it's not his fault, he's still not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he's an oinus, that's not called an oral. An oral is a person who purposely did not make a bris mila. Or ben necher means somebody who is an apikiris. That the Tanya kol oral la yoichel ba, an oral doesn't eat from the Karm Pesach, but ena oichel, he's not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach. Aval oichel b'matzum mor, he's obligated to eat matzum mor. That is a very interesting machlokes rishonim here. We're saying like this, that if somebody's an oral or ben necher, or is a tamei, or he's a b'derek r'chayka, carbon Pesach he's not bringing, all four of these people. Matzah he certainly has to eat. The question is, what is going to be the din tomorrow? According to Rava, that we started this piece of Gemara, that connects Morer to Pesach, and they're not eating carbon Pesach, everyone for their own specific reason, will they also be potter from Morer, because we said a Morer and Pesach travel together? Or do we say that what does the Gemara mean that Morer and Pesach travel together? That's when in a time when there is no Karm Pesach at all in the world, like Bizman Hazeh. But in a time where there is a Korban Pesach, maybe not for this specific individual, because he's Tomei, he's an Oral, he's B'derech Rechoika, he's B'necher, but for the rest of the world, there's Mor, and there's Mor B'deraisa, for him there's still Mor B'deraisa. Machlokes Rishonim. But Matzah for sure he has to eat. So we have like this. The first sheet, the Rav Acha B'Yakov, teaches us that the Pasuk B'Erech Toichel Matzahs is coming to teach us that Tomei and Derech Rechoika have to eat Matzah, and perhaps Mor. And the other man, the Omer, Rava says, I don't need a pasuk for them because it's obvious. He's no worse than an Oral and Ben Necher. Vidach. So Rava's saying a very good point. Why do I need a pasuk both for an Oral and Ben Necher and for Tamashay B'Derech Rechaika? It's obvious. Answers the Gemara, K'sibahai. I have a pasuk both for an Oral and Ben Necher and both for Tamay and Derech Rechaika, V'tzrichi. And I need psukim for both. What I need psukim for both? So Rashbam explains, if I only had a pasuk by an Oral and a Ben Necher, I would say an Oral and Ben Necher don't have a makeup time. They don't have Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is not more of a heter than Pesach Rishon. An Oral is an Oral. A Ben Necher is a Ben Necher. But a Tamei Shahaya B'Derech Rechaika, he'll have a makeup. He'll have Pesach Sheni. So I would say perhaps that he could bring the Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni and eat the matzah morrow on Pesach Sheni. And I doesn't have to eat anything on Pesach Rishon. That's why I can't learn according to Rav Acha, Oral and Ben Necher. I can't learn Oral, Tamei and Derech Rechaika from Oral and Ben Necher. Tanya Kavasa de Rava, but the Gemara corroborates Rava's Psak. Shes Yom Toich Matzahs. The pasuk says 6 days you're supposed to eat matzah. Or b'yom shvi tzeres l'shem l'kecha. That's one pasuk. So this, what does this pasuk say? This pasuk says that the seventh day of Pesach is a tzeres l'shem l'kecha. It's a holiday, but it doesn't say anything about eating matzahs. If anything, it says you don't have to eat matzahs because the pasuk says shishis yomim, the first 6 days. Now, but there's another pasuk. The pasuk says shivas yomim toich matzahs. For 7 days, eat matzahs. So how do we reconcile these two psukim? Mashvi rishus, to teach us, yes, you have to eat matzah all 7 days. But you're not obligated to eat matzah. If you want to eat, you have to eat matzah. Av shishasham rishus, the same thing goes for all previous 6 days. You're not mechuyiv, you're not obligated to eat matzahs. My tama, how do I come to that psak? Have a dovah shoy b'klal, because we say, in the brice of Rabbi Shmuel every morning, called Dovashay B'Klal, everything that was in a group, Yom HaShvi, the Yotzim in a Klal, and left the group, Loi L'Laman Al-Atzma Yotzah, it isn't only to teach regarding itself, El L'Laman Al-Kula Yotzah, it comes to teach about everything else. So if Yom HaShvi was together with the rest of Yontif, because the Pasuk said, Shivas Yom Toichel Matzahs, all 7 days eat matzahs, the Yotzim in a Klal, and then it went out of the group. Not only is it about to teach on the seventh day that there's no Chiv Matzah, El Klal Kula, there's no Chiv Tit Matzah, the all verse 6 days. Yochel, Af Laila Rishmishus. So if I take that line of reasoning, so then even the first night of Pesach, I shouldn't be obligated to eat matzahs. Tamaloyma al Matzahs Mroim Rechurua. You have to eat matzah the first night. Anyway, Elab is Matzah based on Mishkayim. But I would think that the Chiv Tit Matzah only is when we have a Beis Mikdash, when we have a Korban Pesach. There's Man She'ein Beis Mikdash Kayim, that there is no Korban Pesach Menayin, that there's still a Chiv to eat Matzah in the first night. Tamaloyma, Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs, Hakosav Kavachoyva, that under all circumstances, the first night of Pesach, we have to eat Matzah. And before we go on to the Mishnah, the question we've discussed it previously is there a Chiv, is there a Mitzvah when you eat Matzah the rest of Pesach? The Chaskuni says that there's a mitzvah for every kazayis matzah that you eat over Yontif, but there are two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah kiyumis and there's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Mitzvah chiyuvis is a mitzvah you're obligated to do. You have to eat a kazayis matzah on the first night of Pesach. A mitzvah kiyumis means a mitzvah that you get a mitzvah if you do it, but you're not obligated to do it. And according to the Chaskuni, and that's the way the Gra says, they say that there's a mitzvah every kazayis matzah that you eat. But it's interesting, I saw two comments about this. The Klaus Magareba says in a tshuva, he says a simple reason why there's a mitzvah. for every kazayis matzah that you eat. Because for every kazayis matzah that you eat, you're less likely to eat chametz. And when you eat chametz, you're over a lav. So that's why you get a mitzvah for eating matzah. You're avoiding a lav of eating chametz. On the other hand, the Stechemet says that in his times, there were people that took this shita a little too far. And they thought that every time you eat a kazayis matzah throughout Yontif, you make a bracha, which is not true. You only make an achilas matzah by the Seder, no other time. That, on the other hand, even if you get a mitzvah for eating matzah, you don't make a bracha every time you eat a kazayis matzah on Yontif. Unlike, as we always say, sukkah, that every time you sit in the sukkah, we make a bracha of leisha b'sukkah. What's the difference between sukkah and matzah? So we've also said, just to review, two differences. Matzah, you can live a whole yontif of Pesach without eating matzahs. There's other food to eat, plenty of other food to eat. But sukkahs, the leisha b'sukkah is not only when you eat, it's also really for when you sleep. And you can't go through all of sukkahs without sleeping. That's one answer. Another answer we said here once was, when somebody eats matzah, it's not obvious that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. You're doing it because you're hungry, you want to eat something, so you eat a piece of matzah. When somebody goes out to the sukkah, he's only going because he wants to do a mitzvah. Nobody would go out to eat in the sukkah for any other reason. That's why every time you sit in the sukkah, you make a leishah b'sukkah, but not every time that you eat matzah, do you make an al-chilas matzah. Continues the Mishnah. Yashnu mitzasun, if part of the group fell asleep, yoichlu. That means, if while eating the Karma Pesach, part of the group fell asleep, but the rest of the group, some of the members of the group are still up, yoichlu. We could continue eating the Karma Pesach. Kula, but if everybody in the group fell asleep, lo yoichlu, you're not allowed to eat the Karma Pesach anymore. Why? So the Rishonim give two reasons. One reason is what we learned at the beginning of the shiur today. It falls into the status of two chaburas. If you fall asleep, it's like a new chabura. And we learned that you're not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach and two chaburas. Or another reason, it's like, it's Hesach Hadas. Karm Pesach is Kachshin. There's not allowed to be any Hesach Hadas. If everybody sleeps, it's a Hesach Hadas. But as long as somebody remains awake, it's very similar to Rishonim say, if you recall, we learned the Gemara earlier, that let's say we had a group eating the Karm Pesach, and everybody went out to greet a Chosin Kala, but we left a sick person or an elderly person behind, so he keeps the group, so to speak, going, keeps it alive. Here too, if one person stays behind, stays up, it's fine. That's the Tanna Kamma. Reb Yossi disagrees. Reb Yossi says, Nisnamnu yoichlu, nim demu lo yoichlu. So there's a very big machlokes how to understand this line. Machlokes Rashbam and Rashi versus other Rishonim. According to Rashbam, Rabbi Yossi is a machmer. Rabbi Yossi is saying that even though the Tanna Kamma said that if you fell asleep, you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, as long as not everybody fell asleep, says Rabbi Yossi, when is that then relevant? Only if you didn't fall into a deep sleep. You were like dozing off. But if you fell into a deep sleep, even though there are other people who are completely up, you're not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach anymore. So Rabbi Yossi is a machmer. Other Rishonim say Rabbi Yossi is a mekel. Rabbi Yossi is going on the sefer. We just said that if everybody falls asleep, then you're not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach. Says Rabbi Yossi, you know when you're not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach? Is if everybody fell into a deep sleep. But let's say you have the group, and not everybody in the group fell into a deep sleep, then you're allowed to continue eating the Karm Pesach because of the people that weren't in a deep sleep, even though they weren't completely up. So according to that, Rabbi Yossi is a mekel. Machlokes Rishonim. Another very important machlokes, which we'll perhaps see a riot to in the Gemara in a moment. Machlokes Rishonim. Our Mishnah is talking about a Karm Pesach. What's going to be by Afikoyman? What's going to be the Afikoyman? Let's say, will the same machloikis and the same dinim that our Mishnah said regarding Pesach apply by matzah? That if you fell asleep in the middle of eating the matzah, middle of eating Afikoyman, can you continue the exact same dinim? Will they apply or not? It's machloikis Rishonim. However, one more shaila. What happens if you ate matzah, but you ate less than a kazayis of matzah? What happened in our Mishnah? You started eating the matzah, and you fell asleep. And now we have an issue. But let's say, so certainly if you ate a kazayis matzah, that's called eating. But what's going to be the halacha if you ate less than a kazayis matzah? Normally we say that pachas mi kazayis is not called eating. So it's as if maybe you never started eating. Most Rishonim hold that's not true. If you began eating, even if you ate less than a kazayis, the din of our Mishnah come into play. Now the Mishnah says another din. HaPesach ach chatzois, the Karan Pesach after chatzois, metamas yudayim, is metamah the hands. HaPigol means if you had a machshav, if you had a thought when you brought the carbon that you're going to eat it achazmanoi after the right time, or a noiser as a carbon that you left after the proper time, metamas yudayim or metamah the hands. Even though, the way the Mefarshim explained this Mishnah, it's midaraisa, there normally is no tumma on hands. Tumma is either the whole body or nothing. And furthermore, usually food can't be matama people. Only an avatumma makes people tame. Here, that has the ability. Says the Gemara, Rav Yossi Oimer, Nisnamnu, if they just dozed off, Yoichlu. Near the move, they fell into deep sleep, Lo Yoichlu. Heichi Domi Nisnamnu, what is the definition of Nisnamnim? Amar Ravashi, Nim V'loi Nir, he's not completely asleep, Tir V'loi Tir, but he's not completely up. What does that mean? Kikoyim Dekarele V'oni, that you call him and he is able to answer. However, V'loi Yod L'adur Svar, to start to speak and learning, to be sharp, he's not in that sad status. However, V'chimitgulei, if we remind him, Mitgul, he's not completely asleep. Says the Gemara, Abai Havi Yasav Kamei Derava, Abai was sitting by Rava, Chazu de Kanimnim, and he saw that he started dozing off. Amle Mainim Kanamimar, you're starting to doze off. Amle Menune Kanamnim, you're starting to sleep. So he says, I'm only dozing. There's none, and we learned, this Namnu Yoichlu, if you only dozed off, you're allowed to eat. Nerdamu, but once you fall into deep sleep, La Yoichlu, you're not allowed to eat. So Wade Rashbam explains this story was as follows. Abaye was sitting by Rava by the Seder, and he was asking Rava, what is your status here? Did you doze off, or did you fall asleep? Because if you fell asleep, then you're not allowed to eat the Karan Pesach. Makes no difference to the rest of the group. You're not allowed to eat matzah anymore. Makes no difference to the rest of the group. And here the Rashbam brings a proof to both of his pshatim. The number one, that this didn't even applies by matzah, not just by Pesach. In the time of Rava, there was no Karan Pesach. And that he paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi is speaking, even if one person falls asleep, that person can't eat the Karan Pesach, irrelevant to the rest of the group, because Abaye was up. So what's the difference? So we see from here that if Rava fell asleep, even though Abaye is up, he would not be allowed to eat the Karan Pesach. Because once somebody falls asleep, Reb Yossi is a machmer that you're not allowed to eat, and we pass him that way, even for matzah. Tosfos has a whole different approach. Tosfos says that our Mishnah is not necessarily talking about matzah, and this story of Abaye and Rava had nothing to do with Pesach. All the Gemara is trying to do is show us this concept of dozing versus sleeping. And he says it's also relevant to another area in halacha. The halacha is like this. Most feast days, besides Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, begin in the morning. But let's say someone goes to sleep the night before a feast day, and he doesn't have specifically in mind that he's going to eat before morning. You're not allowed to eat anymore once you go to sleep. But the halacha is only once you go to sleep. But let's say you just doze off the night before a feast day, you're allowed to eat if it's before the morning. That's exactly what happened here. Abaye was telling Rava, tomorrow morning is a fast day. And we have to know, did you fall asleep, and therefore you no longer may eat tonight? Or did you just doze off, and you may continue eating until the morning? So the Gemara says, HaPesach achatzois v'tamas yidayim. After chatzois, the Karan Pesach becomes tamay. Why? Alma, says the Gemara, mechatzois havalei noiser. The at chatzois, the Karan Pesach becomes noiser, which is a famous shaila, until when may the Karan Pesach be eaten? Man Tana, so who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. It's going according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Tanya, it says in the Pasuk, V'ochla as a Pesach b'layla zeh, Rav Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, Nema kan b'layla zeh, it says here, b'layla zeh, V'nema lahalon, regarding Max B'chayris, V'vati b'etz Mitzrayim, b'layla hazeh, Ma lahalon ad chatzois, all the Bechari Mitzrayim were killed before Chatzos, Afkan ad Chatzos. The Karban Pesach has to be eaten until Chatzos, and therefore, after Chatzos, Chazal said that it's Matamis Yudayim, it becomes nicer. Amaloi Rabbi Kiva disagrees. V'loi Nemer Chipozoi, that it says you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach b'chipozin, ad Shas Chipozin. That means until the morning, because the morning was the Shas Chipozoin when the Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim in a hurry. Now, there's a very important comment that has to be made. Everybody's used to learning, we'll talk about it more, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow, that according to Elazar ben Azariah, the Karban Pesach, nowadays the Matzah, the Haggadah, has to be said by Chatzos. According to Rekiva, you have till the morning. There's a Mishnah in the first Mishnah Masechta Brachos that says that even though you're allowed to eat Karbanos till the morning, Chazal said they should be eaten up by Chatzos. Rabbi Kiva doesn't argue with that Mishnah. So that means Rabbi Kiva agrees that the Karban Pesach should be eaten by Chatzos. The Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is only an issue of Midoraisa. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's Midoraisa you have to eat up the Karban Pesach by Chatzos, because of the limud that we just learned. According to Rekiva, the limud does not teach us that, but we still have to eat up the Karban Pesach b'chatzos, because all karbanos have to be eaten up b'chatzos.
Says
because of the gzeira that you shouldn't leave it to nicer.
So what's that shas chipazon mean?
Shas chipazon means when they were in a hurry to get out, which is in the
morning.
Till the morning you're allowed to eat it midaraisa. Says the Gemara, in kemat hamaloyim b'layla. According to Rekiva, what is he going to do with this pasuk of b'layla? Yochel nachol kachin b'yoyim, because I would think that Karban Pesach be like all other kabbonis that are eaten by day. Tamalayim b'layla. That's the pasuk says b'layla, b'layla nachol, then nachol b'yoyim. Rabbi Kiva hay hazeh my avodle. What does he do with the word hazeh? Mibayla lemuti layla achud also. Comes to teach us that the next night you should not be allowed to eat it. Sak dat chamino, hoyl pesach kachin kalam. Pesach is an example of a kachim kalam. B'shlomim, we know, are kachim kalam. Mashlomim, what is the din regarding all shlomim? The nacholim l'shnei yom v'laylechot, eaten for 2 days and one night. Af Pesach, oikim leilus v'makim yomim. I know that you can't eat Karban Pesach on the day that you bring it. We just proved it. So I would say you should be allowed to eat the Karban Pesach for 2 nights. Af Pesach, oikim leilus v'makim yomim. V'yeinech l'shnei leilus, you eat it for the 2 first nights. V'yom echad, and the day in between, kas rechmana hazeh. That's what the Torah teaches us hazeh, that you can only eat it this night. Ask Dar Sameach, how can we say that you could eat the Karban Pesach for 2 nights in a day when the pasuk says that you're only allowed to eat the Karban Pesach by night? Answer Dar Sameach that the Gemara and the Havamina would assume that you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach for 2 days and the 2 nights and the day in between. And when you eat the Karban Pesach in that day in between the 2 nights, it's like eating kosher meat. You won't fulfill the mitzvah of eating Karban Pesach, but you're allowed to eat it. That's what the pasuk teaches us. No, you have to eat it the first night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Amalach, Melaisa Sur America Nafka. It's obvious that I can't eat it the next night, because it says by the first morning it's nicer. So how could I say that I could eat it the next night? Rabbi Kiva Amalach, what would Rabbi Kiva answer you? Eloi kos rechmana hazeh. If the Torah didn't say the word hazeh, I would say my biker. What does biker mean? Biker sheni. It doesn't mean the first day yontif, the first morning of yontif. I would say that it becomes nicer at the second day of yontif. So therefore, I still need hazeh to teach me that the carbon has to be eaten the first night. Rabbi Elazar Amalach, so Rabbi Kiva is saying a good point. Amalach kol hechad except biker. Wherever the Torah says the word biker, it means biker rishonu. It means the first morning. So obviously, it can eat only the first day. And hazeh must come to teach us that it has to be eaten by chatzos. 2 points in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says the Karban Pesach has to be eaten by chatzos. But who said? So that means we only have a half a night. So the Tzlach asks, who says it's the first half of the night? Maybe it's the second half of the night. You have to eat it by, you can't eat it a whole night. Hazeh, Laila Hazeh. Who says it's the first half? Maybe it's the second half. So they say 2 answers. Since the pasuk says, Be'erev Toich Lumatzis, The Erev means the first part of the night. Also, it makes sense. You shecht the Karban Pesach, and right after you shecht it, you eat it. You're going to leave it open and then eat it later? Doesn't make sense. But there's an interesting point. Reb Elazar ben Azariah is teaching us that the Karban Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos. Seirach Roinim, that's only on Pesach Rishon. On Pesach Rishon, since we're learning from Makkos Bechoris that took place by Chatzos, so the Karban Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos. But what's going to be that loch according to Reb Elazar ben Azariah by Pesach Sheni? There was no Makkos Bechoris. So even Reb Elazar ben Azariah would agree that Pesach Sheni, midoraisa, you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach all night.